are foreign-backed militants, and their families have begun leaving the western Syrian city of Homs in the wake of a recent deal with the government. Based on the agreement, militants from the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front group were granted safe passage to leave Wara district in Homs. Wara was the last district held by the militants since their evacuation of the old city in May 2014. The United Nations is responsible for supervising the evacuation, provincial officials and Nusra Front representatives held several months of talks to reach the deal. This came after the Syrian army tightened its grip on the city, making the militants negotiate for their surrender. The Syrian army has made major gains in northern parts of the country in recent months. Well, our correspondent Ala Ibrahim joins us now from the Syrian capital, Damascus, to tell us more about the evacuation of Wara district in Homs. Ala?
Yes, the first two buses out of 14 other buses that are supposed to carry the first batch of foreign-backed insurgents who will be joining other insurgents in the northern province of Idlib have started leaving Al-Wara district. Another 1,000 insurgents are expected to turn themselves into the Syrian government on the condition that they will be released automatically later on, and other members of the insurgents would be joining the pro-government militias known as the local or popular committees to take part in defending the city of Homs against further or future attacks by other insurgent factions, including Al-Nusra and ISIL. That being said, we have to mention that this is only the first day of executing a long negotiated deal that was supposed to start in March this year, but the fact that insurgents managed to take the city of Idlib has delayed the execution of this deal. And today, as I said, it's the first day of executing the deal. The deal would last for 15 days in the first stage, and then later stages would last up to 45 till 60 days. So this is a lengthy period, but if the process goes as expected and as planned, it will mean that it will be closing the chapter on what was one of the most important strongholds for militants throughout Syria in the central, in the city of Homs, which is the capital of central Syria. And it was called by the insurgents at some point the capital of the revolution, because it was one of the first cities to go on protest against the Syrian government, and one of the first cities to have militants and insurgents fighting against the Syrian government. And they took control of over half of the city at a certain point. But with the process of Al-Wara ending, insurgents would have absolutely no control inside the city of Homs, which is a key city in Syria.
And I'll also talk to us more about some of the strategic gains that the Syrian army has made in northern parts of the country over the past few months.
Yes, in the past few days, the Syrian army has stepped up its operations in two different directions. The first direction is in the southern countryside of the city of Aleppo, where the Syrian army, with help of its allies there, are making substantial gains in the southern countryside of that city, taking over more towns and strategic hills as it approaches the international highway connecting Hama province with Aleppo city, making the scenario of reopening another highway or a vital highway to supply the city of Aleppo, making that scenario more feasible. But the more impressive development on the Syrian battlefield is the one taking place in the northern countryside of the coastal province of Latakia, where the Syrian army, along with the pro-government national defense forces, are being able to take several mountaintops from insurgents, despite the very difficult mountainous terrain in that area, which will allow the Syrian army in future to further advance in Hama and in Al-Ghab plain, and seal off parts of the Turkish borders, because the Turkish borders, as everyone knows, are the main supply routes for insurgents, for weapons, and for other kinds of logistics.
Thank you for the update. Ala, Press TV's Ala Ibrahim joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.